We are continuing on our journey through Shas, looking for general Judaic topics. So, continuing in Brachos on Daf Dalet, we have the concept called Smichas Geula L'Tfila, to connect the Geula to the Tfila. That means in davening, we have a bracha that we say right before Shmona Esrei in the morning, called Goal Yisrael in past tense. That Goal Yisrael refers to the redemption from Egypt, and then right away we go into Shmona Esrei with no breaks and no pauses whatsoever. We have a similar concept in Maariv. We also have the bracha of Goal Yisrael. There it is less intense than it is by Shacharis. We have another paragraph of Hashkiveinu, and then we have Kaddish and Chutz La'aretz. You have something else, and we go straight into Maariv. Where does this come from? So it's hinted to in a couple of psukim. The pasuk says, "Hashem in Tehillim Yutes Hashem Tzuri v'Go'ali." Hashem is my rock and my savior. That's the geula. And then in the next parak of Tehillim, parak Chaf, we have Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. Hashem should answer you on your day of trouble when you are davening. So we have the concept of geula and then tefillah. The Rashi over here brings a Yerushalmi that when we talk about the geula and Hashem saving the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, that is something that is very special to Hashem. It brings Hashem close, and after that is a time to turn to Hashem in tefillah and in prayer and ask Hashem for things that we want. The Yerushalmi says, someone who does not somech geula l'tefillah, it's like knocking on the king's door, and the king comes out to see what you want, and you have run away. So this is very important, not to interrupt in Shacharis whatsoever between Goa Yisrael and Shmona Esrei. If you're allowed to answer Amen to that bracha, is a very big discussion in the postgame, and that's why in many places the Shliach Tzibur will say Goa Yisrael quietly, so as not to have to answer Amen. Some people say the bracha of Goa Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur, so you also don't have to answer Amen. And if you did neither of those, so there's a big machlokas and discussion in the postgame if you can answer Amen after that bracha. And many people have a practice of not answering Amen so as not to interrupt between the geula and the tefillah. By Maariv, it is less intense, and there's a very important halachic nafkamina. One who comes late to davening at Maariv and he sees that the Tzibur is about to start Shmona Esrei, he should say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibur and then afterwards say Kriya Shema and the Brachos. That means that Maariv, Tefillah B'Tzibur, takes precedence over the idea of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah, whereas at Shacharis, it's more important to be Somech Geula L'Tefillah. You don't just jump into Shmona Esrei. You first have to say the Brachos of Kriya Shema, including the Bracha of Goal Yisrael, and then you can go into the Shmona Esrei. And that is a few more bullets in my son's gun.